Listen, everybody, to the words I have to say. Better get ready, because the Lord is coming one day.
Thank you for tuning in to the Prophet Daniel's Report. This is Daniel White IV, the eldest son of Daniel White III. The intro music that you just heard is my late grandfather, Daniel White Jr., singing a song titled Get Ready. Today, my father, Daniel White III, is going to share with you news and information relating to biblical prophecy so that you can be prepared for the second coming of Jesus Christ. Daniel White III is the national best-selling author of over 20 books, including Just Jesus and The Prayer Motivator. He has spoken in meetings across the United States and in 23 foreign countries, and is the president of Gospelite Society and Torch Ministries International. Now, here's your host, Daniel White III.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Prophet Daniel's Report. This is report number 643. My name is Daniel White III, here to remind you that Jesus Christ is coming back one day, and I believe soon, and that you need to be prepared whatever day he comes back. This podcast is not about predictions, nor is it about setting dates, as some people foolishly have done. However, it is all about preparation. First, today, let's look at some signs of his coming in the news. The disciples asked Jesus Christ in Matthew 24:3, "What shall be the sign of thy coming and of the end of the world?" Jesus Christ gave them and us clear signs that show us when we can begin to expect to see the coming of the Lord and the end of the world as we know it. Looking at world events through the lens of the Word of God, let's look at some headlines from today's news that point to the second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. First, today, under the sign category of the mark of the beast, according to Forbes, Elon Musk said startup Neuralink, which aims to build a scalable implant to connect human brains with computers, has already implanted chips in rats and plans to test its brain-machine interface in humans within 2 years, with a long-term goal of people merging with AI and with the internet. Neuralink has developed a chip containing an array of up to 96 small polymer threads, each with up to 32 electrodes that can be implanted into the brain via robot and a 2 millimeter incision. The threads are small, less than 6 micrometers, because, as Musk noted, if you stick something in your brain, you don't want it to be giant, you want it to be tiny. Once implanted, the chip would connect wirelessly to devices. Second, today, under the sign category of pestilences and diseases, according to the Washington Post, the World Health Organization took the rare step of classifying an ongoing Ebola outbreak in eastern Congo as a public health emergency of international concern, just days after a first case of the virus was confirmed in the major city of Goma on the border with Rwanda. The designation means this outbreak qualifies for a higher level of global vigilance and mobilization to stem its spread. Ebola began spreading in Congo's conflict-ridden North Kivu province last summer and has infected more than 2,500 people and killed nearly 1,700. Third today, under the sign category of wars and rumors of wars, according to Breaking Israel News, Syrian President Bashar Assad met on Tuesday in Damascus with an unnamed senior Iranian official to discuss ways to cope with Israeli airstrikes in the war-torn country, reported regime-affiliated Syrian newspaper Al-Watan. The Iranian official also discussed with Assad the Trump administration's Mideast peace plan and presented Iranian Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei's plan to contend with it. The report comes against the backdrop of recent attacks on pro-Iranian forces in Syria, some which have been attributed to Israel, though it denies involvement. In other cases, Israel has taken responsibility for attacks in Syria. Now, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for Prophecy Boot Camp. Prophecy Boot Camp is where we deal with the basics, the fundamentals, if you will, of prophecy, the second coming of Christ, and what will happen in the future according to the Holy Bible. Our aim here is not to make predictions, but to help you get prepared by understanding how things will unfold in the end times. Our topic for today is titled Only God Can Prophesy, Part 1, from Dr. Tim LaHaye and Dr. Ed Heinzen's fine book, The Essential Guide to Bible Prophecy. The uniqueness of God is expressed in the predictive nature of Bible prophecy. Pardon me. There is nothing like this in any other religion. Only the God of the Bible can predict the future with perfect accuracy. For I am God, and there is no other, declaring the end from the beginning, and from ancient times things that are not yet done. Indeed, I have spoken it. I will also bring it to pass. Jesus Christ also claimed divine authority for the prophetic scriptures. The most dramatic prophecies in all the Bible point to the coming Messiah, Savior, Jesus Christ, who would both suffer and reign. These ancient prophecies were so precisely fulfilled that there can be no serious doubt that they point to only one person who has ever lived, Jesus of Nazareth. After his resurrection, Jesus told his disciples, "All things must be fulfilled which were written in the law of Moses and the prophets and the Psalms concerning me." Christ himself then taught the disciples which Old Testament scriptures predicted his life and ministry. He opened their understanding that they might comprehend the Holy Scriptures. Lord willing, ladies and gentlemen, we will continue looking at this topic in our next podcast. Now, in closing today, let's consider what God wants you and I to do in light of His second coming. Jesus Christ said in Luke 19:13, to occupy till I come. In light of that, we are continuing our journey through the book Coming Events and Present Duties by J.C. Ryle. It is a collection of what is called prophetic tracts or pamphlets that focus on the believer's duty in light of the signs which point to the second coming of Jesus Christ. And this section is titled, What Time Is It? Part 5. He goes on to say, I ask you to ponder these things, if time present be night. You will not wonder if we ministers warn Christians to watch and pray. You will count it no strange thing if we tell you to live like soldiers in an enemy's country and to be always on your guard. Sit down and ask yourself whether you find this world in which you live to be night and day. Is time present a time of conflict or a time of ease? Do you feel that your best things are yet to come? I offer these questions to you as a test of your spiritual state. I place them before you as a gauge and measure of your soul's condition. I tell you plainly, if you never found this world a wilderness and place of darkness, it is an evil sign of your state in the sight of God. The true believer will find the words of his crucified Lord to be strictly true. In the world ye shall have tribulation. The true believer, like his Lord and Master, will be made perfect through sufferings. The true believer will mourn over the world he lives in as a world in rebellion against his rightful king. Sin will grieve him. Ungodliness will make him heavy of heart. Like Lot in Sodom, his righteous soul will be daily vexed with much that he sees and hears. He will long for the time when the day shall dawn and the shadows flee away. For the present, he will feel it is night. Is it your night or day? If the Lord tarries his coming, beloved, and we live, we will continue looking at this topic and others in our next podcast. Let's pray. Holy Father God, we praise you and we thank you, Lord, for your holy word. Thank you for your blessed hope. And we pray that as Bible-believing Christians, help us to take heed to Brother Ryle. As he pointed out, truly born-again Christians will not love this world. Truly born-again Christians will understand that this world is a place of tribulation and trouble, and that we will become better and come perfect and whole through the things we suffer. And so, Lord, we thank you so much for this reminder today. And so help us to keep looking up, because we know that our redemption draweth nigh. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and forsake. Amen. If you are not ready for the return of the Lord Jesus Christ, may I encourage you to get ready. Get ready today by receiving him as your Savior. John 3:16 says, For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, that is, perish in hell, but have everlasting life. Just believe in your heart that Jesus Christ died for your sins, was buried, and rose from the dead by the power of God for you, so that you can live forever with him. Pray and ask him to come into your heart today to save your soul, and he will. Romans 10:13 says, For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Keep looking up, dear friend, for your redemption draweth nigh. Let us join in the prayer of John the Revelator when he prayed, Even so, come, Lord Jesus. God bless you.
Thanks for tuning in to the Prophet Daniel's Report. Remember, you can stay up to date with prophecy news and events on our website at secondcomingherald.com. If you would like to know more about accepting Jesus Christ as your Savior, what to do after salvation, or looking for a good church home, please visit GospelLightSociety.com for more information. This radio broadcast can be heard daily on Live 365, BCNNRadio7.com, GospelLightWorldRadio.com, Buzzsprout, iTunes, Blog Talk Radio, and can be downloaded from numerous outlets online. God bless, and until next time, keep looking up for your redemption draweth nigh.
You got to get your business straight.
It's coming again.
Yeah.